880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America, we are back with another edition of Freed on Business. We've got Juan driving the show. We've got some great guests today. We have Max Miguel. That's right. We don't have Hugo this week. We have Max Miguel from Data Corp. We're going to talk about cloud computing for healthcare firms. He calls it HealthCore, cloud computing for the healthcare sector. Then we're going to have my old friend, Jay Masterman, president and COO of Michelson Real Estate Partners. We're going to discuss the national apartment market trends. Jay's out there buying, financing. He's doing it all. And we are going to talk apartments with Jay Masterman at 525. At 535, our U Health guest, that's right, the University of Miami Health System. We call them U Health on the show. Our guest is Patricia Junquera, MD. Dr. Junquera is a psychiatrist who specializes in drug and alcohol abuse. If you or someone you know or love has a problem with alcohol or drugs, you're going to want to make sure you hear our segment at 535 with Dr. Patricia Junquera. And then at 5:45, we'll have Lolly Green, MSW, with our Positive Energy Minute. This week, we're going to talk about how important quality family time is. And then at the end of the show, it's editorial time. I'll get you fired up. This week, I'm going to talk about it's campaign time and what are the small business issues. So we'll get started with some of our emails from our listeners right now.
And where you been, baby? You've got mail.
All right. Thank you, as always, Barry White. Now, Steve from Brickle writes, I work real hard and I like to play real hard. Is it any big deal that I have a drink each night after work? Well, Steve, I'm not going to call the question on whether you have a problem or not. That's up to you and the people that are close to you. But listen to Patricia a little bit later on in the show if you've got a concern. Thanks for sending us the email. I guess you think you might have an issue to deal with. Paul in Miramar writes, how goes it on Twitter? Looks like your follower count is shooting up. Hey, Paul, thanks for asking. I'd like to take this opportunity to give a shout-out to Johnny Social Media 305 Mahoney. He had a passing away in the family. He's not here with us tonight. Johnny, get back to Miami real soon, and our condolences and our heartfelt thoughts go out to you and your family. So, Paul in Miramar, how goes it on Twitter? It's going awesome. I learn a new trick every day. And beyond that, we hit a couple of weeks ago 500 Twitter followers on at Freed on Business. We shot through 600. We're in the 700s now, maybe closing in on 800. All thanks to John Mahoney, our social media 305 social media consultant. And I want to thank our associates in business as well, because we're starting to see the needle move on our Facebook page too. Make sure you tune in next week. We'll have the associates on and we'll be talking about how to maximize your social media platforms on the internet. David in Miami Beach writes, Jay's the man when it comes to apartments. Tell him I said hello. I sure will, David. You can be darn tootin'. Jay's sitting there smiling, trying to make a deal before he goes on the radio. Hey, Jay, save me some commission. All right. George from Brickell writes, I see condo prices are rising and the home market solidifying. Is it time to buy? Are we at the bottom? Well, George, I think we're at the bottom in certain places, haven't seen the bottom in others, and are going to revisit the bottom in still others. It depends really on where you're looking and what you want to buy. If you want to buy a condo on Brickell, think you may have missed the boat if you want a discount. Want to buy a condo in the central part of Miami-Dade or Broward County? Probably can still get a deal on one of those. And if you're worried about the foreclosures depressing the overall market, you probably got reason to be concerned, because they haven't really been released in the second wave yet. I keep getting all these emails from all the big residential brokerage houses seeing if we want to broker their deals. I really don't, but somebody does, and they're going to be out there depressing your market value. So be careful. If you got to live somewhere, pick a place you want to be for a while and buy it because you want to live there, not because it's an investment. Real estate is not a freely fungible asset. I think a lot of people may have learned that in the last cycle. Sue in Miami, Our secretary has had a perfect attendance record until last week. She didn't show up. We found her drunk and passed out in her car outside of the bowling alley. What should we do? Well, Sue, I think that I think that what you should probably do is stick around a little bit later. We'll talk about things like this with our UHealth guest, Dr. Patricia Wongeta, and we will make sure that we address what to do if you think one of your coworkers or employees is having a substance abuse problem. Walter and Doral, what is the market? What is the mortgage market like? Commercial and residential both. Well, I got to tell you, Walter, the stars seem to be aligned. There's low rates, lots of lenders, property values are stable or rising in many areas. Still, there's still the refi risk, but there's lots of equity out there to fill the gap if you're looking to refinance your commercial property. If you're looking to refinance something residential and don't think you qualify, there's lots of private lenders out there that'll help you bridge until the time where your credit score or other components of your borrowing needs recover. So be careful out there, because the lenders are being careful. It won't be an easy process. It may not be something you enjoy or remember, but there is loan money available. And if you need a loan in commercial real estate, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Sandy in Atlanta writes, I love Lolly's positive energy segments. We all do need a vacation, like she said last week. I can't wait to hear her piece on family. Go get them, Lolly. Okay, thanks, Sandy, and thanks for listening on, I guess, either TuneIn Radio or the Internet. Hugo and Doral, tell Max his partner's better looking. I won't forget to tell him that, Hugo. You can be darn sure. I will do that for you. Make sure you send a shout-out to John Mahoney. I see what he's doing on your social media. That's from Bob and Doral. Okay, Bob, another shout-out to John Mahoney from Bob and Doral. Michelle, oh, this is a good one. Michelle, I love my husband. He's been under so much stress at work. They cut his hours and his pay, and now it seems like he needs to find a new job. He comes home, and he yells, and he drinks. I'm afraid for him and our children. What should I do? I love him so very much. Well, Michelle, I'm sure your husband and your kids know that you love them, but it sounds to me like you may need somebody to give you a hand. Make sure you stay tuned at about half past the hour. We're going to have Dr. Patricia Wongeta, MD. She's the psychiatrist who specializes in drug and alcohol abuse over at the UHealth system, University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth. Make sure you stick with us and listen to what she has to say. Our last email of the day is Richard from Fort Lauderdale. It seems like the commercial real estate market is on pause after a strong start, just like 2011. What do you see? Well, I see the creative stuff is still getting done. It just takes a little longer. The commercial real estate market is back in certain sectors. If you're looking at apartments and condos, that's white hot. Office, we've bought some office, and I see other people are starting to talk about developing office. Office makes sense in certain locations, but be careful. Industrial, same thing. Retail, maybe time. Look around Dade County. I don't see too many vacant spaces. So if we can help you finance your development and your acquisition of your property, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. We've got Max Miguel scheduled to be up next, but he may be stuck in traffic. If he's not here in time, we're going to go to Jay Masterman, president and COO of Michelson Real Estate Partners. Stick with us. We've got good stuff coming right back after this short break.
Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody. We are back with more Fried on Business. We've got my good friend, Jay Masterman. He's the president and COO of Michelson Real Estate Partners. We're going to discuss the national apartment market and its trends. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Now, tell me a little bit about Michelson so we can set the table on what your background is.
Michelson Real Estate Partners is a multifamily management and investment firm. We're presently approximately 9,000 units under management and investment, and we are a third-party manager as well as investor in the sector. We're expanding throughout the Mid-Atlantic, D.C. area, looking at several transactions out there as well as Florida, some of the surrounding states.
Okay, well, that's great stuff. So you're an expert. You've also, Jay is very kind. He's good about what he does. Jay was probably the top multifamily broker in the country for many, many years. Jay, tell me this. What do you see in the apartment market? Because some of the guys I talk to say that it's hot. Other guys say that it's over.
Yeah, it's a good question, Jim. I mean, we scratch our heads. Essentially, it's been hot for a while. I would say we're going on probably 2 or 3 years. That was one of the first sectors to come back. Typically, as you know, Jim, in the cycles of real estate, in the olden days, apartments would get hot, cool off. Retail would get hot, cool off, and it would roll through the different product types. But multifamily has pretty much been a constant. We have Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac financing right now. You can get 3.5-4% fixed for 10 years. So the financing is just amazing. You can invest for anybody from professionals, doctors, lawyers, institutions, REITs, et cetera. The money is plentiful. It's really the deals that are the challenge at this point in time. But, you have to be careful right now. It's definitely a concern. I mean, paying 4 caps for institutional product and financing at the same amount as negative leverage. It's something we're very well aware of.
Now, when you go out there, I know that there's certain people that'll buy deals. They'll buy them that are out on the market. Other people like to find off-market deals. I got to believe that today there's nothing off-market, thanks to people like Marcus and Millichap. High five to them. But how do you find transactions, and is the market becoming overheated? Are you finding that it's just impossible to buy at a number that makes sense?
Well, as I already surmised, Jim, when I was with a broker, of course, C.B. Richard Ells, 20 years, there are ways to find off-market transactions, and we are sourcing them.
Okay.
A lot of them are through relationships, deals that fail, some kind of what we call here on the deals, you know, Jim.
Sure.
Existing financing can't be paid off, big prepayment penalties. We're dealing a lot with the special services we have successfully acquired from them, and so they know. So what happens, Jim, instead of buying one of the broker deals that goes to 100 of your closest friends, you get a call and say, hey, it's your deal. It only went to 10 of your closest friends.
Well, that's not so bad.
The competition is less, but it is, it's better. And we're able to perform. And sometimes, Jim, as you well know, it's not always the highest price that gets a deal. We may have to put some hard money up. We may have to close quickly. We have a transaction right now. We just got a call today. Have to close it in 30 days.
Okay.
Talk to you about that one too, Jim.
That sounds great. That sounds great. We'd love to talk to you about that, Jay. As you know, we love doing business with guys like you. We look for first in class, and that's certainly you. Now, Jay, when you're buying, we talked about the low cap rates on the, I'll call them core properties, the institutional, the fancy ones. Then there's, you can get a little higher cap rate on some other properties. Are you focused on these core and core plus, or are you looking at garden style deals in suburban locations? What are you looking for?
Well, Jim, you know, we're looking for opportunities. And a lot, when you take the core properties, the ones that the REITs are buying or the institutions or the pension funds, it's very low return, safe, current cash flow. There's a good place for that, but that's kind of not our space. We're a little bit more fixer-uppers. You know, we bought a 700-unit project in Jacksonville called London Town. It's now we renamed it Canterbury Gardens. We've got some fantastic partners on that deal. My partner, Mike Moses, is an amazing manager. You know, we're with our partners. We are at that daily. And it's a daily fight to renovate. We're putting $3 million in that particular asset. And, you know, Jim, just to get contractors to show up, to get them to do things on time, to be able to do things quickly. Speed and real estate don't go together.
Time kills all deals.
Yeah. So we're, you know, it's just something that when you do get these deals, you know, you have to execute. And so
you've got good contacts for financing. You've got a great track record. You've got some super duper equity partners. I got to believe for the larger deals, it's one kind of partner. For a smaller deal, it might be a different kind of partner. And you're finding good deal flow across the country.
We are, Jim. We actually, I think as you keep digging and digging and digging, when you just lose hope that there are no off-market transactions, a transaction pops up. And, of course, the first thing you ask is, you know, why are we seeing that? Why did it get brought to us? Why is it off-market, not listed with a major brokerage house, et cetera? And then, you know, they answer the questions. Sometimes if the reasoning is sound, then we'll take a closer look. We'll say, well, maybe this actually is an opportunity. So, you really just have to search, you know, deep, high and low. These transactions are out there, but of course, there are a few between.
And Jay, your equity partners, I know that there's a lot of people that talk about putting equity in apartments, but many of the big equity providers did a lot of investing in the to-be-built world in the last 18 months. They're kind of waiting for the equity returns. Are you seeing your equity partners coming from, I'll call it the institutional world? Would it maybe be the financial engineering world? Or is it sort of just the private investor guy? What do you guys look for? Or is it project specific?
Yeah. Well, Jim, what we've developed is different pockets of capital. We do have the private high net worth that know us extremely well, know we can execute, that will go on certain types of deals. They certainly have to have a pretty meaty returns. We have other institutional partners that want to do more of a programmatic business with us, Jim, multiple deals that are willing to they want to go higher up on the quality scale. Of course, the yields and returns are going to go down at that point in time, but they want safer. They want cash flow. There's a lot of South American, Latin American type of investment groups that are looking strongly for cash flow at this time. So that's another type of transaction. So we're really, Jim, we've tried to develop a stable now where we bring deals. We just, you know, we kind of laser target what investor is appropriate for a deal.
Now, are you looking for Florida, the Mid-Atlantic, or will you consider pretty much, would you look at Atlanta, for instance, or some of the secondary markets, like maybe in Nashville?
Yeah, Jim, at this time, we're focused on Florida, Mid-Atlantic region. We would eventually like to move into Texas, but we are very interested in Atlanta and the Carolinas, as it is along the coastal areas.
Now, Jay, if somebody had a project that they wanted to send or present to you, how do they get a hold of you? How do they present a project? Website, address, email?
Well, what? The easiest way is probably just to send me an email. It's jay@michelsonrealestatepartners.com. And the easiest way is jay@michelsonrep.com.
All right.
And that's probably the easiest way to reach me, Jim.
Well, Jay, I can't thank you enough for coming on and being our apartment expert today. I hope you'll come back sometime soon and do it all again with us.
Anytime, Jim.
You're the best. Jay Masterman from Michelson will be right back after this short break with Max Miguel from DataCorp.
Perez of Data Corp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. Data Corp is the IT partner that you're looking for. Data Corp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make Data Corp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650. Or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, Data Corp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America, we are back, and we are here with my good friend, Max Miguel. He is a director at Data Corp. We are going to discuss his healthcare-related initiative, HealthCore, which is cloud computing for the healthcare sector. Now, Max, we talked about this a while back. What did I do wrong?
Cloud readiness today.
Cloud readiness? Oh, right, my gosh. Well, blame Hugo. He's not here. He messed me up, and he told me that we were going to talk about that. So we're going to talk about cloud readiness for small and medium-sized enterprises.
There you go.
I'm sorry. They didn't give me the heads up this time, Max. So tell me, Max, how is Data Corp assisting the local firms to understand cloud computing and how they could benefit? You know, I know we need cloud computing in our firm, but I just don't know if it's appropriate for us. What are the benefits that cloud computing offers?
That is a good question. Many of the firms and many of the enterprises today are very intrigued with cloud computing. Of course, cloud is a very broad, you know, overlapping.
Sounds sexy.
It sounds sexy, and it's not as simple as most people. I mean, you know, it is something that is going to be prevailing in the enterprise. It's a technology that is definitely, the train has left the station, you know, to use a euphemism. But it does require a methodology that we've incorporated to really determine if it aligns with the firm's strategic initiative and if it adds value and if they're really ready for it.
Well, let me ask you this. A firm that has very high data, does a lot of video downloads, has a lot of video production, a lot of heavy-duty pictures, stuff like that. It seems like going up and down on the cloud might slow a company like that down. Maybe that guy needs a server, or is this how you evaluate it?
Well, we have a methodology, I think, that we developed that really simplifies the process and has great value and ultimately delivers documents and case studies so that management can really have a definitive benefit an hour, return of an investment. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that process, if you don't mind.
No. Now you're engaged in what you label the cloud readiness process. Let's talk about it.
Okay. So basically what we do is we've broken it out in five different phases. The first phase is really the qualification process. And in that process, it's really determining the strategic value, and does it align with the firm? Another really important result of that qualification is really to establish the ROI, return on investment target that the customer is trying to achieve. Really, when people look at cloud computing, you think of like, let's say, DirecTV, right? That I want to watch a movie. It's on demand. I can turn it on. It's very elastic. So the
lots of things I can do with it.
Exactly. And it can be on demand. So if you have a firm that does a lot of business, let's say during Christmas, right? And you know, they would have to build a huge infrastructure to be able to support that great demand, but only utilize it a couple months of the year.
So this is like a scalability thing.
So that's just one of the things that cloud computing has the aspirations or the hope of bringing value to enterprises. But it's broad. So there's different areas, right? There's different complexity. So the first phase is really aligning the strategic value. The next phase is really a discovery and assessment phase, right? So we need to understand what technologies they have today. Because some customers, give you an example, they might be in the middle of deploying a big ERP system. You know, you have to really understand what are the intricacies, what's their compliances, so that we really have a great understanding.
Well, Max, one other question, though. How do they measure their return on investment?
Well, for instance, a lot of small and medium businesses are in a hard economic time, right?
Yeah.
If they have to invest in capital equipment, servers, hosting, internet, et cetera, that's a sunk cost. If they can leverage a service provider that has already built a cloud infrastructure, obviously the return on investment is almost immediately, which is OPEX savings, operational cost savings.
Okay, I took you off topic. We were talking about the technical discovery and the assessment.
No worries.
I just want to make sure we get to your points.
Absolutely.
You're very well prepared. I love it.
So the methodology goes through five different iterations. We can shorten it. There's an education process, right,
with the
client.
Of course.
We're very much entrenched. We've been doing private cloud for a while, as you may or may not know,
which
is basically, technology where folks are virtualizing their environment, but not necessarily in a hybrid or public cloud, which is the next phase. For small businesses, many times, especially startups, they're finding that if they contract a firm like DataCorp, they possibly can immediately start their business in cloud computing.
Well, I got to figure it's better to start that way.
Absolutely. I mean, it is the technology of the future, very portable. Think about that really in today's environment, folks want to have the mobility. They want to be able to access their applications on any device, which is, pretty much the philosophy of bring your own device to work.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you have an iPad, whether you have a Galaxy, whether you have a laptop, and really that's a competitive advantage. Because you're going to be more productive, your environment is more productive.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, rather than demanding and driving the technology, it's better to have something that's variable. I know I have a problem with my Android because we use Microsoft Exchange. I had to put Touchdown on and forget it. I'm getting rid of the Android. I'm going to go get an iPhone. I can't give it. I give throwing it up my hands. I can't take it anymore.
There you go. So that's one of the values, because think about the cloud computing model. It's really on demand. Anywhere on any device.
Now, then you've assessed it, you've figured it out what you want to do, then you make a proposal to them.
Right, so we propose it, and in that proposal, we always have an internal review with our staff, with the technical staff, make sure that we have captured the information correct, that we have aligned their technology roadmap, what do they need to support the business. Then, obviously, we present the proposal, which many times includes their different options from enterprise type or mid-size companies that are already built in data center cloud infrastructure. But there's always a need for a firm like us to get them to the cloud, which is what we're doing a lot, is we're doing a lot of the assessments, helping folks migrate from their premise infrastructure to cloud infrastructure.
Yeah, it's very important, and I got to believe it's very difficult for anybody to make that decision because it's a step out of their comfort zone.
And there's a lot of little intricacies. There's a lot of concerns for security if they're a regulated industry like healthcare, like banking. you know, they're looking for a very reputable firm that has the compliance, whether they're HIPAA compliant or they're SAS 70 compliant or, you know, they...
No, all the regulatory agencies. So you made your proposal, you presented your proposal, everybody evaluated your proposal. Next step is closing the deal.
Closing the deal, obviously assisting, adding value to that firm. Many times we also can support them from managed services. A lot of the firms are trying to reduce headcount. And once you go in the cloud and you've eliminated that infrastructure, remember that you're also eliminating, you know, the actual employee count to support all those servers, backup, et cetera. That's being taken care of by the cloud provider.
Now, you've actually gone through this phase. You've closed the deal. How do you deliver?
So what I like to do is give you an example of two firms that we've already migrated. We're all already past that phase, and we're supporting them either totally or partially mixed.
So go for it.
One is a commercial real estate firm, which was, you know, basically some high net worth guys that left a big firm, started their own company, and really thought about it and wanted leverage cloud 100%. So, you know, it's taken a little bit of education process from all of these guys because they're, you know, like us, ADD, and they expect...
Oh, come on, dude. I just want it now my way or forget it.
Right. So it's a lot of learning, training, how to access it, you know...
This isn't what I'm used to. This is BS. I can't do this.
But trust me when I tell you, they're enjoying and benefiting from it, you know, big time. Another one is a online college that it's been on the cloud, which is a LATAM, Latin American facing e-learning high education firm that we've been supporting for the last 2 years.
How very cool.
100% in the cloud. Everything is delivered in the cloud.
They have right now
like 1,000 online students. So
Now, Max, if somebody wants to talk to you about migrating to the cloud or learning more about cloud computing or just getting an evaluation of their technology systems, how do they get a hold of you, or might I even say or care to guess, Hugo?
Yeah. So my partner is the head of the sales and marketing, and it's very simple. It's hugo@data-corporation.com. Our number in Doral, which, you know, you can have.
You're also in West Broward, too.
We're in West Broward. We're in Pines. We also have a large office in Doral, and it's 305-594-6933. My email is max@data-corporation.com.
Give me the phone number a little slower because I got Jets fans out there that listen.
Oh, ooh. 305-594-6933.
Max Miguel, Cloud Computing. Dude, thank you so much for coming in. It's so great to see you. Next time, bring Nydia with you.
Thank you,
dude. We love you. We love DataCorp. DataCorp is our technology choice here on Freed on Business. We'll be right back after this short break with our next guest, UHealth's Dr. Patricia Junquera. She's the psychiatrist who specializes in drug and alcohol abuse. Make sure if you know somebody who you think needs some help, tunes in and listens to our next segment. Back after this. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. We've been promising our University of Miami Health System segment. We call them UHealth on the show. And now we're going to give it to you. We want to welcome Dr. Hunkera. Dr. Hunkera, welcome back to the show. Patricia Hunkera is our guest today. She is the psychiatrist who specializes in drug and alcohol abuse at the UHealth facilities. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, how many Americans would you say face problems with alcoholism and drug abuse? And let's not include all the players in the professional sports that take them to get rid of the pain.
So we say that there's about 12 million Americans that have problems with alcohol or drug abuse.
That's like 4%. That's like 4%.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a whole lot of people. That means that pretty much everybody knows somebody.
Exactly, and it's impacting all of our friends, families.
It's not a good thing. Now, you know, I'm going to get off my line of questioning for just a minute and ask you about this. What about all that the stuff that people can buy in 7-Eleven that I read about in the paper all the time? That looks like absolute death on the stick there. It's horrible.
So you're referring to what we call it now Spice or K2?
I wouldn't know because I don't go to 7-Eleven to buy drugs.
So there's a Spice and K2 started in 2004, and there was a big spike after that, and then it went down. And now we're seeing the spike come up again, and the increased use of adolescents and anywhere from 12 to 25 using Spice, which is inside the components of Spice, there's a synthetic cannabinoid. And so they think they're going to get the same effect.
Like fake marijuana.
Exactly. They think they're going to get the effect of marijuana, but there's actually the complete opposite where you go into a mania and the mania gets so bad that it's a psychosis and they end up in the medical ER.
Oh, that's horrible. Now, we talked about those specific, I guess, sort of designer drugs that you just described. What are the effects of just alcohol and drug abuse over time? They can't be any good. We've all seen the stuff in high school.
So over time, what we start seeing with alcohol abuse is that we start having the first thing that we start having problems with is our sleep. And that's what patients come in having a problems with sleep or with depression.
Really? Now, I would think that people that are depressed would start to drink.
Because that's the primary effect of alcohol is to disinhibit an individual. But as one drinks, even in the time span of one night, you see that your mood goes down and actually dopamine decreases and you sort of go to sleep.
Well, alcohol is a depressant, right?
Exactly.
Now I see all these people, or I don't see them anymore because I don't socialize with them anymore. But back in the day, people used to take in college, they were Quaaludes, barbiturates, we'll call them. And then they used to drink alcohol with them. And they used to get really wasted, fall down and pass out. That's kind of dangerous, isn't it?
It is dangerous. And now we have other designer drugs such as ecstasy, which we call Molly in powder form, which is MDMA.
Thank you for telling me because I have no freaking idea.
And that is sometimes mixed with alcohol. It's mixed being used rampantly by teenagers. It is marketed as nice little pills with Tweeties or Blue Monkeys on them. And it's very dangerous because kids usually think it's a vitamin.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, at least when they put the designs on the tabs of acid when I was in college, you knew that it was acid and you just stayed away unless you wanted to do a tab of acid, which I really didn't. So
ecstasy is particularly interesting because everybody thinks that it's an amphetamine and it's going to give you speed. And
my impression is that it's the love drug.
Actually, it increases serotonin. It actually decreases libido. So you feel increased sensations, but actually it's mixed with alcohol and it could be very dangerous.
It's crazy. I thought they did fruit juice with it, but in any event, say you're a parent, you're sitting at home, or you're an employer sitting at the office watching people come and go. What should you be looking for that would be the sign of drug or alcohol abuse?
I think one of the first signs that we see in most people is being late to work. Being inattentive.
Oh, like that person that wrote the email in where they couldn't find the person. They've been perfect attendance, and then they didn't show up. That's a symptom.
Yeah, it is a symptom. And so I think that there has to be increased education about signs and symptoms of alcoholism and drug use. Usually a difference in how people act or their usual way of getting to work or being late, not showing, but just being late is a symptom. Not completing work, that's another symptom.
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds like a lack of responsibility, but wouldn't that be what you'd expect from somebody like that? But I guess that a lot of them are experts in hiding the fact that they have a problem.
Actually, work is the last thing to go.
Really?
You start having problems with family before you start having problems at work, because usually work is a repetitive thing and you're good at it. And so actually going back home and dealing with your family and kids
and
is way harder.
The non-programmed decisions?
Very difficult.
Now, what's a sign that at home? You know, we had the other person that said that their husband comes home and he's really having problems at work. He has a drink, he gets angry, and then we can just imagine what goes on after that. We're not here to talk about places for battered women to go today, but if somebody's loved one is exhibiting some of these signs, what should they do?
I think there's a lot of options, and in the state of Florida, there is a Marchman Act law, which actually a family member or friends can go to court downtown and say they're concerned about a family member, and they can actually Marchman Act that person and be taken to crisis for evaluation and stabilization. There's a second part of the Marchman Act that takes them to rehabilitation for 60 days, court-ordered.
Now, here's a question for you. What if somebody is got severe behavior problems or isn't themselves because they're taking prescription drugs and not abusing them per se, just taking what's been prescribed to them by their doctor? My doctor told me to take them, and now they can't even get out of bed.
So it depends if there's an there's two components there. One is the addictive component of the medication, whether it be opiates, prescription opiates, which is very difficult and very real problem in the community now. The other problem is that people don't want to deal with what they have to deal with in daily life, and so they have poor coping. And so when I say that people have alcohol or drug problems, there is an underlying problem that they're not dealing with,
so
whether
not,
it be real.
You're not just a drug and alcohol specialist. You also look for the underlying reason, don't you?
Of course, because if not, we're not treating the base of the root of the problem.
But that's a very difficult onion to peel, isn't it?
But we have to peel it.
Oh, my gosh, you're terrific. Now, what's the first step that somebody seeking help should take?
Well, I think it's important to maybe do an intervention if it's a family member or friend first.
So that's if they don't recognize the fact that there's an issue, tell them.
Most people don't recognize that there's an issue until they hit rock bottom, and rock bottom is different for everyone.
And it's not a place that anybody wants to be.
No. So I think an intervention is first. I think before even a forceful act like the Marchman Act is done, I think one should try voluntarily bringing that person in for help.
Okay.
So I think that will work better. But the person has to acknowledge that there's a problem in order to stay and treat the underlying problem and stay in recovery.
You know, because love just sometimes isn't enough, is it?
There's always one-sided love, and then there's the person that has the problem and doesn't recognize it.
Well, all I could say is that there's lots of people out there with a whole lot of love for the people that have problems, and hopefully the people that have problems will let the people that love them help them. Now, Dr. Junquera, you work, tell us a little bit about some of the work you do at UHealth. Who are the patients that you see on a regular basis? I think you're an angel.
Thank you. So some of my work, my interest is in research of mood disorders and alcohol and cocaine. There's several studies going on at the university for bipolar disorder and cocaine addiction, and also bipolar disorder and alcohol addiction.
Well, this is certainly the perfect place to study those two addictions.
Yes. I also specialize in women and addiction because women are very different to men in that there is the common term that's used that women are lightweights. And that's true for many reasons, because we have less enzymes to digest the alcohol. Because of the amount of estrogen that we have in our bodies, it interferes with the alcohol, and the alcohol is not metabolized. Therefore, we get intoxicated faster. Also, the disease process of cirrhosis in the liver happens a lot quicker, the same as cognition.
Now, I think that there's probably other issues with women and alcohol and drug treatment, and they don't have the same issues as a man does. What might be an issue that would be particular for a woman that might prevent that woman from seeking help, even though she needs it?
The very obvious, being a mom.
Well, wait a minute now. Why does being a mom stop them from seeking treatment?
Because it is very difficult to actually, one, separating from your child for an extended period of time. And then the second one is the availability of programs in the area for that provide childcare and the presence of that child in the treatment of that mother. Most of the time when the mother comes to treatment, that child gets taken away by protective services.
Well, it sounds to me like our society is a little bit messed up then in its way that it handles women and their problems. Dr. Patricia Junquera, psychiatrist at the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth. How can somebody get in touch with you or one of your UHealth colleagues if they think that one of their loved ones or somebody they care about or just somebody they know has a problem?
Well, they can shoot me an email at pjunquera, J-U-N-Q-U-E-R-A, at med.miami.edu, or they can call the PRO line, which is 305-243-4000.
Well, I want to thank you so much for bringing perhaps our most valuable UHealth segment to date to our show. Again, Dr. Patricia Junquera, Angel, thank you so much
for
being here with us on the show today.
Thank you.
My pleasure. We'll be right back after this short message with Lolly Green, MSW, and my closing comments.
I need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know I need someone help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here,
literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America, welcome back to our final segment here on Freed on Business. I want to give applause to Dr. Hunkera. She was absolutely awesome. We are going to make sure she's on the next in the next few weeks, again, because her message is a message for all of us. We all have somebody out there that we know. I want to remind everybody that Saturday, June 9th, the UF Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies is having their scholarship golf tournament. It's going to be their biggest and best ever, and it's being held at the Inverary Golf and Country Club in Lauderhill, Florida, an excellent facility. If you'd like to get more information or become a sponsor, go to realestate.ufl.edu/golf and make sure you sign up to play or sponsor. It's going to be an awesome event. I'll be out there. Make sure you're there too. And now we're going to head on to our segment with Lolly Green, MSW. Lolly, give me something positive.
All right, Jim. This is our talk about family time.
Oh, family time is the most important time of all.
Okay. Some of us sometimes get so caught up in our work lives, we almost forget to pay attention to our families, the ones who cheer us on and always stand behind us. We find excuses. I've been so busy, it got late, so I didn't call, I didn't think I should bother you. Well, work is important, no doubt. It puts the bread and cake on the table. But without family support, we would have to fight those battles alone. And that's no fun, and it doesn't work very well. To make sure we give adequate attention to our families, we really have to make sure we allocate enough time to them and do it on a regular basis. Sounds funny, but we really have to plan family get-togethers. If we have a large enough family, someone in it may set up a yearly reunion, a time and place for the entire family to go, get together, share quality time, and just relax. That is a really great way to make sure we see everyone. I've seen T-shirts from such just such events. Yes, a T-shirt to memorialize the family reunion. Some of them are that big and that special. But doing smaller and more frequent get-togethers is just as much fun and just as important. Will there be family members we may not be so fond of? Well, of course. All of us have those people. But we can set up dinners, lunches, breakfasts on a regular basis and include everyone. We can get along for a short get-together. Over the years, we'll spend lots of time at our workplaces. When we look back, though, it will be the times we spent with family that will be the most important and happiest during our lives. So take the time, make the plans, do whatever it takes to make sure family is seen often. Nothing should take precedence over the weddings, births, birthdays, graduations, and other events that come along for our family members. Make sure you make an appearance and let folks in the family know how much they mean to you. It's not big gifts that people want. It's having you there in person to show you love and care about them.
Oh, Lolly Green, MSW, we all love and care about you. We love your time on our show. Thank you so very much. We'll get your positive energy again next week.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
All right. I've only got a couple of minutes left here, and I want to make sure that I tell everybody next week we're going to have Tim Becker from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies on. We're going to go over his Emerging Trends for the State of Florida report. We're also going to have our U Health guest, Radu Sevenu, MD. He's a psychiatrist specializing in depression and also in tough names to pronounce. Now, I want to talk about my editorial. It's campaign time, and it's important to talk about small business and its issues. The number one issue is obviously taxes. We have to get our taxes in line. We have to get our government outlook aligned. We need certainty from the government so that we know exactly what's going on. We need certainty on what's going to happen with health care. We need to know what's going to happen with health care reform. Health care reform is important, but at this point, the uncertainty about its implementation is holding businesses back from hiring and making long-term plans. We need to understand about the availability of capital. Will there be more capital available? What's the Fed going to do if something goes sideways in Europe and it causes a slowdown here in the United States? We just need to know. And we need a stable governmental regulatory agency. We need to know with certainty what rules and regulations we're going to have to do and deal with under our new administration. So what does this mean for America between now and November? It means nothing. A lot of nothing is going to happen between now and November. And that's not good for the country. We elect these people to do things to help us move ahead. And with the rest of the world slowing down and the United States starting to pick up steam, we need them to put policies in place to bring America forward. And that's what we need. I want to make sure I thank our sponsors, UHealth, DataCorp, the Associates in Business. They'll be on next week. Lolly Green MSW, Social Media 305, Dr. Victor Franks, the NFL alumni, of course, Best Roofing, the UF Bergstrom Center, and the Nathan Collier MSRE program at the University of Florida. And I want to thank you, our listeners. Join our community at Jim Fried and at Fried on Business. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage soon. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Jim, I don't know.